Time once again for What You Didn't Know. This is where we tell you a fact that many people are already aware of and then surprise you with a follow-up. Ready?
Ready.
Smoking causes cancer.
Well, stop the presses. Tell me something I didn't know.
In your cat.
What? Smoking causes cancer in your cat? But Mr. Waffles doesn't smoke.
But you do.
No, I don't.
Play along, will you?
Oh, yeah. I guess I do smoke.
Well, if you smoke, then your cat smokes secondhand.
Secondhand smoke. I always thought that was no big deal.
Think again. Secondhand smoke is a serious risk. And if you are smoking regularly inside your home, your cat is breathing in all that smoke, too. Beyond that, your cat is ingesting smoke every time it grooms.
Ingesting smoke?
Tiny particles of smoke float in the air and stick onto things they come in contact with. That includes your cat's fur. Then when your cat licks its fur, it eats those particles. These are very unhealthful things.
Come on, what's the worst that can happen?
A survey done on hospitalized cats at the Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine found 80 cats that came from smoking environments had developed smoking-related diseases, including malignant lymphoma. It was found that cats who lived with a smoker had between 2 and 4 times the chances of developing cancer.
Poor kitty. That's it. I'm going cold turkey.
Good for you. And good for Mr. Waffles.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Mary Alice Cox at the Bloomington Veterinary Hospital. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.